the trick to us being so connected is we find the connectors and connect with the other connectors.
It's just a network effect, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not rocket science, but we just put ourselves right in the middle of the zone to be seen. The connectors show up, our friends show up, subscribers and listeners show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just figure, okay, so if we have this like little pool or soup of things happening, we can stir it up in our with our own little recipe, and good stuff will happen. And it did.
This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy.
My boy.
Matt Wolf.
Joe Fair.
Hey.
Welcome back to Life Fire Greatness. I am your host, Matt Wolf, and I'm here with Joe Fair.
I'm in the wrong show. I gotta go. Yes. Who are you?
No, we're rebranding our show.
No,
to,
we're not.
To Life Fire Greatness.
Don't confuse.
Because we looked at all the other podcasts, and all of them, all the best business podcasts either have Life, Fire, or Greatness in the name.
I think we're onto something here.
So we're just going to call the podcast Life, Fire, Greatness. So welcome back to Life, Fire, Greatness.
Is there going to be beatboxing?
Will
there be beatboxing in Life, Fire, Greatness? LFG.
It's, from here on out, the whole show is nothing but beatboxing.
Oh, wow. You're stretching me. I don't know if I have that much in me.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the same. Boom, boom, all.
It's the only hour-long beatboxing.
That's it. That's all I got. All right. So now we've transitioned back to Hustle and Flowchart podcast because we have the sign behind us. Oh. So we can't totally make it official LFG podcast.
But if you're watching on YouTube, we could always like superimpose Life, Fire, Greatness.
Ooh, Jacob, get it.
And look,
get some creative.
If you're watching on YouTube,
going.
Look, we got the fire colors going today. So, all right.
Do we need a smoke machine, Matt?
Do we need a smoke machine? We've got a smoke machine.
We have a fog machine at my house as well. Let's make this happen. Yeah. LFG, let's
freaking go.
Let's go.
All right,
let's go into this episode, huh?
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about some of our takeaways from Traffic and Conversion Summit, except they're not really takeaways from the event specifically.
They're not at all. So if you're here to learn about what was spoken at TNC...
Go by the notes or the recordings.
Exactly. Go to trafficandconversion.com or summit.com and go help our friends over at Scalable and Digital Marketer and purchase the notes or recordings because they're fabulous.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly if they are available for sale yet. They should be. Because I want to swipe some of my own. Or I want to get some myself. So it was a great event. We'll just say there was a lot going on all in a 2.5 day period. I felt like it came and gone.
Well, we can talk like real quickly about like the grand overview of it. It was definitely the smallest Traffic and Conversion Summit we've been to since the couple that we went to back in the very beginning.
As far as we're aware.
Yeah. But also saying that it was very spread out. There was like at any given time, there was like 6 speakers going at the same time. So you had to kind of choose who you wanted to go sit in on, which probably contributed to it feeling a little bit emptier.
Well, it was at the convention center in San Diego. So that place, if you've never been there, it's just huge. It's monstrous and it's wide. It's like there was an upstairs story that was also very spread out. So it was made for a massive event, but like tis the times. I mean, come on. Tis the times. Times are tough for live events. I'm imagining. We don't hold them, but we attend them occasionally.
But saying all that, I actually kind of liked the smaller volume of people were there because I felt like we got to spend more quality time with the people we spent time with instead of trying to be like, oh, I need to connect with this person and this person and this person and this person before we leave. Instead, we connected with a smaller amount of people, but for a longer amount of time. And I think that was really impactful, which kind of led to the discussion we're going to have today, which we're taking notes on. If you go to hustleandflowchart.com/notes, you can get the notes for free on
episode. Yeah, you don't have to buy these ones, even though you should still get those other ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, go to hustleandflowchart.com/notes. It's a new page.
Yeah.
And if you see me gazing at a newsletter, you know you're in the right spot.
That's
so it's free. Hustleandflowchart.com/notes. Flow notes, right?
Flow notes. That's what we're calling them. Yeah. So anyway, at the actual event, because we were talking to so many people and having people like float through our booth, most of our insights are from conversations and like sort of realizations of just examining the event, right?
Yeah,
like, so just kind of like seeing how the event was going on, seeing some of the sponsors, talking to a handful of people. Most of our takeaways came from those things and not so specifically sitting in the room watching the speakers.
Yeah.
So
we had a different perspective being in the expo floor as exhibitionist. You were.
Is that the right word?
No, I don't think so, but that's what you did.
Exhibitors is probably more.
Exhibitors.
Not expositionists.
That's why they put us in the back of the room where no one could see us. No, it's not. Actually, we had a money spot, so thank you, DM and all of them. For whoever set up the event, I don't think it was actually you guys. It was like Clarion. But yeah. Either way, yeah, we had this booth, and the expo floor was huge. I mean, it was at a convention center in San Diego, and there were like some baller, you know, you had Kajabi there with this, like, looked like it was craned in, massive booth. I don't know how much money was invested in that stuff. I will just say, you know, now that we've run a booth for the very first time, there are a lot of expenses, at least in the background. Like, when you're dealing with convention centers, unions, there's a lot of fees that,
oh man,
we just weren't aware of. I mean, it's cool. Tis the territory. A lot of tizzing happening today. Yeah.
$400 for power.
Power that we one person used.
One person used it to charge their cell phone.
Otto, looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like just to get the union guys to load our stuff in on a forklift, mind you. Like yeah. literally yeah. they had to drive it 100 yards. That cost us $150.
Each way.
Each way. So yeah, there's a lot
my
of
two arms could have definitely done yours as well. Well, yeah, maybe yours.
Yeah, I just had surgery.
But, exactly. Maybe not you.
Yeah. But yeah. like the expenses Whatever. We were not really anticipating when we agreed to have a booth, and you know, we made our money back. We it's did fine. Make our money back off the event. So
this isn't bitching about it.
No.
Excuse my language there, but I don't know why I'm excusing that. I don't know, man. But
don't apologize for being who you are, Joe.
Oh man. Okay. I'll never do that again. Thank you, man. But yeah, there's a lot that goes into these booths. So we were looking at some of these large ones, like ClickUp as well. They were like prime position, amazing booth, TVs, tons of staff, branding. Like there's some of these booths, and then here's us. We had like our vinyl printed banner on like a, well, it was like a 4x4. Yeah, 4 foot by 4 foot on like.
Maybe we'll B-roll it over.
We should.
Because we have pictures and videos of it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Zip tied on top. Like we used it as our background for a lot of photos with people that we, I was going to say guests, because we did have a lot of guests that we mm-hmm. connected with, but listeners, random. Yeah, we would just like take pictures in front of the banner. And it was like, this is so ghetto.
Well,
it's awesome.
I think a good like sort of starting point, I guess we've already started, but a good point to sort of jump in is how we approached this booth in the first place, mm-hmm. because we took a totally different perspective than most of the other sponsorship booths that were there, most of the other exhibitors.
We like, did it
we
our way.
We did it our way. Cue the Mr. Blue Eyes.
That's right.
Why can't I think of his name?
Sinatra.
Sinatra. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah. Did it all.
But we did it. Yeah. So talk about the approach, like having this booth and how we just totally went into it different. And everybody that came up to our booth went, this is different.
Interesting. Yes. So we definitely, I think, so doing it our way is essentially getting a booth as a podcast, as being the only podcast there with a booth. And in pretty prime location, I would say. You know, we were right next to the War Room booth, so mm-hmm. it was kind of cool. Like, we had good visibility, and it was just our two faces
yeah.
postered on the wall, or vinyled, I guess, right behind us. So, we brought EGP newsletters. Like, we just brought all the stuff that we can kind of give away, and we didn't have anything for sale.
I mean,
we had a little discount for Podhacker, but whatever. We weren't really leaning on that. But we did it our way because we're like, you know what? We're going to just insert ourselves in this conference because we know this is our target avatar of listeners. A lot of our subscribers were there and we met a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our guests and mentors showed up there. So we're like, well, what if we just create our own little party within yeah. the party?
Well,
like, party within the party.
Speaking of parties, like we go to the IM party every year. We actually mm-hmm. didn't go this year just because we were actually setting up our booth at the time the party was happening.
It's crazy time.
But we've gone to the IM party like every year. And what we've done in the past at the IM party is we've gone and we've just like found a booth in a corner mm-hmm. away from everybody. And we would just go sit in the booth and you and I would just start chatting. And throughout the night, people would just sort of flow to the booth and mm-hmm. sit down and talk to us. And I remember the last IM party we went to, which would have been about 2 years ago yeah. now, you and I went and sat in a booth in a corner, and within 40 minutes of us sitting in the booth, we probably had
40. Oh, yeah, yeah.
15 so, people yeah. standing around the booth chatting with us.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it doesn't take long to people do attach to the booth,
yeah.
you know, to wander in. It takes usually one, and then a couple more, and then a few more clusters pop, and then all of a sudden you have a party.
But then, and then like that same year, we were at actually, this was 2020 now, we were at Pod Fest, I think, or Podcast Movement. I don't remember. We were at one of the podcasting events, and we kind of did the same thing. We went like upstairs. The event was downstairs. We went upstairs, kind of close to where like the bars were and stuff. We found some couches that were kind of hidden.
You always need to be by a bar, by the way. That is the key.
That is a key
ingredient.
Yeah.
And but we had a bar near us by TNC too. So
and on the last day we created our own bar, that's true. A whole another thing. At the podcast movement or Podfest or whatever event it was, we actually staked out a spot totally away from the event and we're just sitting in couches. And while we were sitting there, people started flowing to us. And the next thing we knew, there was like 10 people all kind of standing around. It was almost like we created the hangout spot. Mm-hmm. And so when we went into this sponsorship booth, we're like, let's just do what we've done at the other events and have a booth. What we will bring extra chairs and we'll
Key as well. Bring some extra open chairs.
We brought a little bit of alcohol. We had some alcohol in our backpacks and we were all kind of like sneaking drinks here and there.
Little party cups.
We had little party shot glasses and we were giving drinks to some of our friends that were going by. And next thing we knew, in the expo floor, we had our own little like hangout where people were just floating to us and chatting with us the whole time.
It was rad. I mean, it was better than we believed it would be. I feel like it opened up a lot of new connections for folks that we didn't know, like, because it just naturally people like, it's just the, you find the connectors, just like everything in life. We talk about this is like locate the connectors and, you know, become friends, help each other out. And then guess what? You're going to be introduced to probably some of the best people in the room.
Well, people see us as like super connectors, right? People always refer to us as like, these guys know everybody. If you need connections, go to them. The trick to us being so connected is we find the connectors and connect with the other connectors.
It's just a network effect, right?
Yeah. Like
it's just, it's not rocket science, but we just put ourselves right in the middle of the zone to be seen. The connectors show up, our friends show up, subscribers and listeners show up. And we just figure, okay, so if we have this like little pool or soup of things happening, we can stir it up in with our own little recipe, and good stuff will happen. And it did. A lot of big stuff happened, like perspective changes for us. We made connections with other people and made introductions, talked with a bunch of potential sponsors, like big companies there, but also ones outside of there as well. I feel like, we just had a lot of big perspective aha moments, you know,
we built
being in front of people again.
We built like much stronger relationships with a bunch of past podcast guests. We spent some time with Steve Sims, who hung out at our booth. We spent some time with Pat Flynn, who came and hung out at our booth for a while. We spent some time with Perry Belcher, who came and hung out at our booth for
a
while.
Rich
Sheffrin spent a bunch of time at our booth. Mandy McEwen came by and spent a bunch of time at our booth. So like a lot of these past guests, although Perry has not been a guest, but he did say during TNC, he was going to come on our show.
Calling you out, Perry. If you know Perry Belcher, hit him up and say the Hustle and Flowchart boys are waiting for him.
Perry's listens to the show, so if he's listening to this one, we're calling you out.
He's been the hard to get one out of the crew at Digital Marketer Scalable, even though he's doing his own thing now.
But we had all these people kind of floating by our booth, and we were able to like strengthen the relationships with all of these people. And another thing, sort of changing topics a little bit, is I feel like we went into the event with one mission in mind.
We did.
And then on, you know, maybe an hour into day one, we're like, oh,
wrong mission.
Maybe there's a better mission.
So our mission was to sprint to 1,000 YouTube subscribers, which we have now passed.
We did it the first 3 hours that we were there.
Right. But we figured like, okay, like this. So we had a printout and we actually just threw them all away. So they're in the trash, but we're not going to pull them out. We basically had a one sheeter that had like, you know, hey, we're going to do a giveaway. Here's the giveaway. We still got to announce the winners, by the way. We're a little behind on that. But we, you know, here's a giveaway. And well, by the time this episode goes live, the announcers are announced.
Yeah,
it will have
been announced. Yes.
So it was basically a title of like what we're doing. We're sprinting. Like we want you to subscribe. Essentially our goal, our big thing, and then what our show is about. And then we had a QR code that basically sent to a landing page and said, hey, subscribe on YouTube, the podcast, and give us your email address. That was basically the contest right there.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy. We did okay, but
we blew past our subscriber number, right? We were at
goal achieved, I guess.
The funny thing is we went into the event and I think we had like 994 subscribers, so we only needed to get like 6 to crack past our goal. So like we blew past
goal achieved.
We ended up at like 1,050 by the end of the event, you know? Yeah. Like
but at the end of the day, we just realized, okay, we are grinding this thing when we connected with a lot of previous listeners or current listeners, and also, you know, new people. People are like, what are you? What do you do? And let's be honest, like, we refined our pitch a lot over the course of the, I think that was really good, is it helps us kind of rein in, like, okay, what do we do on this podcast? Because we can talk all over the place, as you probably noticed. But now, our goal is to be the number one business podcast.
Number one business podcast.
And you said a good line of what our goal actually is, our vision for the podcast.
We want to improve the lives of entrepreneurs.
We want to improve the lives of you. Well, you have one life, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple, but we want to improve your life as an entrepreneur and bring in the perspectives from all the major players, A-list players of the world.
Yeah.
And that's where we're reaching. We're going big with guests, so like... We have some cool people coming up, but
yeah,
that's
not the point here. Let's touch on that again in a minute, but let's close this loop of, you know, the sort of change in mission with the booth.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We came in going, let's grow the subscribers on YouTube and let's make that the big push of the booth. Mm-hmm. And we did that. We blew past it quickly and we're like, okay, maybe that was a little bit shallow of a goal here. Maybe there's a bigger thing that we should be focused on. And then Steve Sims happened by our booth, and we got to talking to Steve. And I mentioned this on last Tuesday's episode, but Steve Sims said, here's what you do. You go around and you make some FaceTime with all of the different sponsors at this event. And then after the event is over, you email all of those sponsors and say, thanks so much for sponsoring that event. We know that events like this couldn't happen without sponsors like you. So we're so appreciative that you sponsored this thing, because that's what makes these events run, right? And you just give them that thank you. And that's a foot in the door with all of these brands. Now, when you look at an event like TNC, the brands, the sponsors, the booths on the expo are the same exact products that we would want to get in front of business owners who listen to Hustle and Flowchart. That was the big light bulb moment for us, is maybe we should be spending more of our time getting to know the brands that sponsor things like traffic conversion, because those are the brands that we can probably land much larger brand deals for Hustle and Flowchart with.
Bingo. And that's what was really cool. Having a booth, I think, legitimized us a little bit more as a podcast, because we figured out how to get access to a booth. And it's exactly what happened. What we realized is some of these brands actually were walking around, because other people with booths want to go check out who was around them, because they're probably bored of just talking about themselves.
Yeah.
They probably want to go meet some new people and not like folks around their company. So that happened like a bunch of times with people who had booths or other companies in general that were there that are curious of around podcast sponsorships. Like, it was wild. I don't want to like blast company names and all that stuff or people. But it was very interesting of how having a booth, people walk up to you and almost like say, we are working together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like, oh, do you guys, like, it was like, we got to do some stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was kind of the feeling I got from most people that were coming over, and they're like, okay, you're doing some interesting stuff here. You know some interesting people, because we kind of had a flow of friends and people coming around. So it wasn't always us talking about ourselves. It was like, hey, here's Rich Sheffrin next to us hanging out, or here's Steve, or not saying those were the, but like we had people like them kind of always around hanging. And I don't know, it was just like it was a really cool environment to just get some connections really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of framed in a different way.
Yeah.
We're not just some random podcast, even though we were to a lot of people. We were in the right spot.
Well, we had at least
and we kept
three.
Showing up.
There's three people that I remember that came by, and I won't say the company names, but three people that came by that just said, we are a software company that does X. We just got a bunch of venture capital. We're looking to put money into branding and spending on like media platforms, right?
Which is a big trend.
Three people came by our booth and essentially, in so many words, said, we want to give you guys money to promote our brand.
Yeah, we want to work together and collaborate somehow. Yeah. And that's essentially the mission now. You know, like that's how, and we've talked about changing this bad boy into more of a media company and leaning into brand partners and doing it differently, you know, and extending up what we've already done with sponsorships as that piece of the business, because that's going to help us engineer growth.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked about that before.
Yeah. And then circling back around to what you were just saying a minute ago, too, this was actually something that I think Dan Ryan, a buddy who we shout out from time to time on the show, Dan Ryan.
Hi, Dan.
You're getting your Dan Ryans in right now. So check. If you're check that box.
You owe us a beer. Actually, did we pay him? I didn't pay you back for that beer.
No, you didn't pay
me
back for the beer.
I owe you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
exactly.
It.
No, but Dan was saying, so we started to go down this path very, very short amount of time. Maybe we were talking about it for like a week, where we said, let's just go big. Let's go broad with it. Let's just try to get celebrities. Let's get athletes. Let's get all of these like big, big, big name people on our show. And like, let's just create, like, who's your audience? Anybody that wants a better life. That's who our audience is, right? And I think Dan was
who's that? Everyone.
I think Dan was like, you're going to get a lot better traction if you just focus on business owners, right? So we've really kind of leaned back into what you were just saying of like, We're trying to make business owners' lives easier, mm-hmm. right? That's the sort of broad mission. And what does that look like? We want you to have a healthy mindset. We want you to make more money. We want money to be made easier through mm-hmm. things like systems. We want
leveraging new technology like crypto in interesting ways, maybe mm-hmm. not the obvious ways that you know about.
Yeah, so like that's the goal, is to just like improve the lives of entrepreneurs. We mm-hmm. want entrepreneurs to be happier, healthier, wealthier, have better relationships, all that kind of stuff. But we're still speaking to entrepreneurs.
Yep.
In that sort of like constraint, we could still go and talk to celebrities. We could still go and bring NFL players on. We've mm-hmm. got three, right?
Mm-hmm. Coming up. Yeah.
Well, we can still go. Yeah. We could still go and get like celebrities on, right? The thing is, when we talk to these people, the conversations are going to be geared towards, all right, what advice would you have for entrepreneurs?
Sure.
Right? We're going to ask the questions that are relevant to entrepreneurs and speak to entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of like reframing allows us to kind of keep on the path we're going and get bigger and bigger and bigger names,
yeah.
but also stay focused on who we're trying to help.
Yeah, and the who, entrepreneurs, business owners, we want to be number one in the podcast category for podcasting. Mm. Matt's actually been there before. He didn't even tell me until
beyond
just
the hype. Yeah.
Last week. I'm like, what? Hold on, I'm sitting next to a number one podcast guy in business. Yep. He said business, not marketing, right?
Business, yeah.
Business is even beyond harder. Hype, that's yeah. great. So yeah, he has a screenshot to prove it, whatever. Yeah. Send it to Jacob, throw it to B-roll, show off your ego because you obviously don't even tell me about it.
That's how big my ego is that I didn't even tell you I was a number one podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously there were different times, but still, it counts. Yeah. Damn it.
Josh Bartlett had a little bit to do with it too because he was my co-host
great.
At the time.
That's fine. We helped Josh too. What up, Josh? Thank you. But yeah, all that to say is we're defining all this. I think this event really helped us clarify who we are, like what we do well, who supports us,
mm-hmm.
because it was very clear that a lot of folks like Pat was one of them, Rich, you know, mm-hmm. Pat Flynn, Rich Sheffrin, they came out from other things they were doing. I mean, these folks weren't just hanging around at the conference all day long,
mm-hmm.
you know, like. I don't think we would normally do that either, typically.
Yeah.
You know, like we like to bounce around. There's people that want to meet up for lunch or go other places around the
Both
area.
Both Pat and Rich came to see us, mm-hmm. right? Like they came into the event, came to
cool,
our
man.
Booth, talked to us, and then left after talking to us.
Yeah.
Which was a really cool feeling that people did come to TNC. They drove down there. They paid for parking, did all that kind of stuff, and then came because they specifically wanted to speak with us and then take off.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one of the elements that were just like, oh, cool. That was like a... We haven't seen people in like 2 years, basically, like not to that caliber, you know. And I remember walking into TNC the day before when we were setting up, and you and I both were kind of like, oh,
a little overwhelming.
There's gonna be a shit ton of people here.
Yeah,
like even though I'm more the outgoing one, social guy, I still had a little anxiety, like a little, like for maybe 30 an hour or so. I was like, people, I need to look at someone in their eyes and talk to them again.
Yeah,
like, and you were probably pooping your pants in the corner without telling me, but no, I'm just kidding. You rock it always. But yeah, all that to say is like I felt like this was like a new, it was just like a new lens to see ourselves and our brand and the people that support us and what our value is that we bring and the things that we've been lacking and
mm-hmm.
in at least the media side of stuff, like how we've been pursuing money, you mm-hmm. know, in terms of like the value we're creating. How do we structure this to actually monetize it smartly? And that's where, you know, the brand deal sponsorships done in these different ways that we'll talk more about this later.
Mm-hmm.
Still early days. But all of these were just like aha moments.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of light bulbs going off and we're like, damn, we got a lot from this event. And we barely went into any of the rooms, even though the sessions were freaking money.
Mm-hmm.
There was content for everyone there. We were just having too much fun with this like machine that we built in the middle of it all. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I think another big like aha we had, you know, along the same lines of what you're just saying, is that even though we feel like we're playing bigger, I feel like every time we go to an event and get to talking to people like this, we always feel like there's way more gears that we haven't even gotten to yet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, well, like I feel like over the last like decade, like year over year, we've up leveled our business, we've up leveled our thinking, we've up leveled, you know, spending, we've up leveled mm-hmm. the team, we've up like we keep on like up leveling and we keep on thinking, oh man, we're playing big now. And then you go to these events and you get to talking to other people and you're like, oh wow, this is not big yet.
No,
there's like way more gears that we haven't even gotten to yet,
maybe in some circles. But we go to TNC, we're like,
Yeah.
All right. We got some work to do.
We were talking to one person who, like, specifically, we went to dinner with him one night, mm-hmm. and he was sitting around telling us about how he'll routinely get, like, checks for $8 million mm-hmm. off of his real estate deals mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And we're like, all right. So that's a level we eventually want to be playing at.
Yeah, and the whole thing was, like, there's a different perspective that happens when you receive this kind of money all at once.
Yeah.
When it's like a boom, even though if it's for investments and it's not necessarily your cash to do everything with, it's kind of the form of, like, sponsorships for us. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing is we're going for bigger term contracts and deals, and because we want a partnership.
We want to evangelize brands. We want to we want to partner with a company where we go all in with that company, right? Like, we want to find a company where we're talking about them on every single episode. When we go on other people's podcasts, we're talking about them.
That's right.
When we go to events, we're wearing their hat, right? When we mm-hmm. like, we integrate their brand into our brand and evangelize the hell out of their brand so that they get way more than they ever invested in us out of it.
And you know what the thing is, like, we've been doing this forever as affiliates mm-hmm. and as friends. We might as well package it up with strategic companies that also pair well with the brand and the content and our audience, and also get a chunk of cash for it, because that we're going to engineer a ton of growth for our partner, for our audience, to get a lot more value and ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's a big win-win-win-win-win thing going on here. Maybe that was an extra win. I don't know. But
too many wins, Joe. Cut it back.
Never. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of little aha moments we can probably keep going down, but what else?
Yeah, no,
what else
you got here? I'm looking at my notes here. Oh, that was the last thing.
I like the newsletter thing. Yeah, so the EGP newsletter, if you're a customer paying subscriber, thank you. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you get the notes, when you get the notes, flow notes, hustleandflowchart.com/notes, you'll see these are what we publish. Yeah, the slash is going the wrong way, actually, mm-hmm. for camera. Those are the notes that we put, like, 8 or 9 of those every single month into a package, and we send them around the world to a bunch of people. Well,
all over the globe.
All over the globe. True story.
Unless you're a flat earther, then all over the plane of existence.
All over the plane. Yeah, well, we're not going to argue. If you're going to be a subscriber, we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
We'll get, it'll get there, however means gets there. We had a stack in our office over here of about, like, 70.
Yeah.
Of, like, and this wasn't all just recently. It was, like, over the last 2 years. We had all these returns. It's going to happen with direct mail businesses.
People move, addresses go bad.
Yeah. And these are folks who probably updated. We sent them, like, well, I would send an extra one. Like, we're going to do right. And even though it's super cheap, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's part of what we put out there is our content freely. Cheaply, in this case, got to cover some costs. And so we had, like, 70, and I was like, you know what, Matt? I'm tired of looking at that crap over there. And I'm like, we had a stack this much, and they're all in their envelopes. Why don't we tear them all open, throw that insert, that little giveaway insert that we printed out. That was your idea. Mm-hmm. So, like, we basically spent one of these mornings just, like, tearing open 70 of our newsletters that were sent around the globe, even to someone in Norway that I should know your name. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening, we gave your thing away. But, like, it's impressive when something comes from, you know, America to Norway and then back. I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah, this newsletter that somebody just got in their hands has been to Norway at one point.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, now it's going to someone else. Yeah. So the idea is we repurposed all of those return to senders to us. Uh-huh. And we're like, let's do something about these and let's give them away. And that's what we did. So we had stacks of all of our newsletters on the booth or on the table in the booth, and they were gone. By the time that
every single one didn't have a single one left.
And it was really cool because on multiple occasions, actually, we had people come through that were featured in the newsletter mm-hmm. and we'd be talking about it. Rich Sheffern was one of them because we were just talking about our model. And, you know, Rich has his STR Winners model, which is freaking brilliant. And mm-hmm. go check it out because we definitely promote it. It's similar, but different.
Yep.
But he was giving us some tips. We were sharing our tips and all that stuff. And then I was like, oh, yeah, actually, look at that. This is our newsletter, and oh, you're featured in this one. Here you go. Like, that was just super random.
There was somebody else that I was talking to, and I was like, have you met, I don't remember who it was, like Tom Breeze or something like that? Sure. And they're like, oh, no, I haven't. And then later on, we were talking about the newsletter, and I was like, oh, here's one with Tom Breeze. You want to know about Tom Breeze?
There you go.
Go listen. Go read this issue. Tom Breeze is on page 4 or whatever.
And that was from like a couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, these stretched all over the place. So people that picked up a newsletter, they just got a random one mm-hmm. from whatever month they randomly ended up getting. But I was blown away that we gave away all of them. We also give away every single Hustle and Flowchart sticker. Oh, yeah. We do not have more left.
Got one in my house that my daughter found in like a book on my cat. I was like, keep that sticker.
That's valuable.
NFT right there.
And Sticker Mule stopped selling stickers at $19. They said last time was the last time they were ever going to do it. So now we can't get $19 stickers anymore.
It's probably still dirt cheap.
Yeah, probably still. It's probably like, it's no longer $19. It's now $21.
Well, Sticker Mule, we actually did a little exchange where they gave us some credit for shout outs. So
that's true. That was one of our first brand deals.
I mean, yeah, we didn't get money, but we got credits and we used it. And there you go. See, folks, you can work brand deals even if it's not cash.
Barters work too.
Always a way to barter something. J. Abraham, that's what he does. He gets cars out of this. He made a whole career out of it.
Yeah.
Think about how, like, if you're thinking about starting a podcast or if you have a show or any kind of media, YouTube, blog. Mm-hmm. Actually, with Ahrefs, it was just a blog. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, I think it was a link.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we'll give you something. Like, cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Because we love you guys anyway. So this is, I think, the ethos that you'll see more and more from us is more friends integrating into our show,
yeah,
and cool tools and things that
but
you
only if
know
it's
about.
Valuable to entrepreneurs because we're
we're
not going to just be like, hey, we're integrating Steve's brand of edible undies. Like, that just wouldn't make sense. and if you buy edible undies
depends on the
by
flavor,
a
Matt.
Guy named Steve, I would check your sources for edible undies.
Check your sources.
I don't think Steve is.
Where do we look for these sources?
Steve's not the best brand. What you really want is.
Do we go down the street to that little shady store that you've always pointed to? You're like, Joe, we should really go to that dark looking store. No, I'm just kidding. There's no store like
the one
that.
With the blacked out windows.
Yeah, 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 and yeah, like, yeah. The weird figures on the. No, we're not going there.
That's actually a dispensary.
Oh, okay.
That's where we buy our weed.
They're not that shady looking here, though.
No,
we're in California.
Not.
Come on.
We're let's not. Be honest. We have like Apple Store levels of dispensaries here.
We do have the shady ones, too, but yeah, we don't need to go there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Those days have sailed.
It's true.
All right. Well, all that to say is if you get a chance to get to traffic and conversion, definitely go. Yeah. Next year, I'm sure it'll be held next year and ideally a lot bigger, mm-hmm, because I think they'll have it in a good space for it in the convention center. But we'll see. All of that is go out there, go meet us, because I'm sure we'll be there. I don't know if the booth again, but
yeah, I don't know if the booth is going to happen next time, but we'll still find a chair area and set up, and everybody can float to us.
Actually, those existed, and that would have been
probably
there was
been
actually a booth right. Remember, there was a booth right next to us that we totally could have just done that. Oh man, that's all good.
We could have just hung out there the whole time and just acted like it was our own booth, and nobody would have said a damn thing.
There you go. Yeah. See, figuring out the hacks. But either way,
anyway. Grab the notes from this episode.
Flow notes.
hustleandflowchart.com/notes. You can grab the flow notes. That's the action guide, the cliff notes of what you just listened to. So that's hustleandflowchart.com/notes. And tell me about Easy Webinar.
We have a beautiful sponsor. They are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Easy Webinar is the sponsor we're talking about here, and that's everything webinars. So if you're doing webinars currently, you're probably doing them inefficiently somehow. Maybe your webinar's converting like a mofo. Good for you. Well, guess what? Would you actually know that? Because like Easy Webinar tracks all that stuff for you.
Yeah.
It also optimizes, helps you optimize your pages, or actually creates all the pages in between, all those things. That it does it all for you. So it's like an all-in-one box for webinars. And if you're new to webinars, well, get the tool. So.
Get it. EasyWebinar.com/hustle. He's hooking you up since you're a Hustle and Flowchart listener. You're getting a discount. It's a different discount for monthly versus annual, so I don't know the exact numbers. But if you go to EasyWebinar.com/hustle, you'll get all the details. And that's exclusive for you.
Just you. No one else.
Nope.
No one else but you. Hey, if you loved what you heard here, go send it to a friend. If someone was itching to go to TNC or something, wanted to get a little inside scoop from a different perspective, go share it around. Go rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and go check us out on YouTube, hustleandflowchart.tv, because we're doing some cool new stuff over there and we're growing. And hit that subscribe button to help us out. Thank you. Love you.
Thanks, Adam, for the idea. All right. See you guys in the next one.